resurrexit, sicut dixit.
Alleluia, alleluia.
He has risen as he said.
Alleluia, alleluia.
After 40 days of Lent and so many sacrifices, hopefully, if you didn't do them then, you will do them later, I assure you. We come to this glorious sacred triduum, which we celebrated last night, and we are celebrating today. And we will celebrate for the next 50 days. And so, we give thanks to God because He has given His life for us. He has suffered on the cross and has died. He has been buried. And as we see in today's Gospel of St. Mark, St. John Mark, his cousin, the son of Cleophas and Mary of Cleophas, in whose house the Last Supper was celebrated, in whose garden of Gethsemane we see him running off without his blanket, as he himself tells us. St. John Mark, he tells us of this event, of the women, the holy women that were following Christ, Mary Magdalene, from whom Christ had exorcised seven, that is, many demons. And perhaps because he did so much for her, she probably loved him the most, as he himself says. And then Mary of Jacob, that is, of Jacob of, or Joseph of Cleophas. And then Salome. They went and bought all the spices that were traditional for the Hebrew burials, because he was taken down from the cross in a hurry, because it was a parasith. And so they did not have time to do everything for him that was necessary. And so they bought spices. They had not prepared. They're very much like us. We don't always prepare. We're caught off-handed. And then we don't know what to do. Well, they went early in the morning. And they wondered, who is going to open the tomb for us? There was a giant stone, a round stone. It was round so that it could be rolled to one side or the other, to open or to close the tomb. But nevertheless, it weighed at least one ton, maybe two. And they wondered, who's going to open the tomb for us? But when they arrived, they were astonished. The tomb was open. And Jesus was not there. A frightening thing on the one hand. And at first, St. Mary Magdalene thought they had stolen his body. After all, the Pharisees and scribes hated him. But that wasn't the case. But then they saw all the guards passed out in front of the tomb, because they did not, and they could not understand what it is that was going on. And so they looked in, and there was an angel. Here it says a young man, but it's an angel. The scriptures are very interesting when it concerns angels. Sometimes they say it's a young man, sometimes it's this or that. Here they said young man, but it was an angel. An angel from heaven. And he was sitting there. And eventually he would speak to them, but not here. Not in this pericope of the gospel. But they were astonished. This was not Jesus. And they understood. And then the cloth, the shroud, and the cloth of the face were folded up on top of the stone tomb, the tomb of St. Joseph of Arimathea, in whom no one had ever been buried, and no one, even to this day, has ever been buried. And so they understood. And Mary Magdalene runs back to the cenacle in the house of St. John Mark, of St. Joseph Cleophas, and says, "He's gone. He's not there." Now, some of them understood, some of them did not. Just like today, some of you understand, some of you do not. And so we need to seek to understand, to read the sacred scriptures, to read all the prophets, and to see that this was taking place. The Lord had said to the apostles that he would arise, that he would resurrect. Remember at Mount Tabor, just a few weeks ago. And he also had said to them, "Tell my disciples that I will go in front of them, ahead of them, to Galilee." They had all these words running around in their minds. But they finally understood, and they run to the apostles in the cenacle and tell him. And it is St. Peter and St. John, the beloved disciple, who run to the tomb. Now, in the Gospels, St. John, the disciple, says that the younger one, that is, he himself, he was only maybe 18, he ran a lot faster than St. Peter, who was maybe about 29. Now, a lot of people think St. Peter was an old man with a white beard. That was 40 years later, for heaven's sakes. He was still a young man, but not as young as St. John. And so they run to the tomb, and St. John, out of respect for St. Peter, peeks in but does not go in. It belongs to St. Peter, the head of the church, already to go in. It was his prerogative, his privilege. And so then he follows him, and they find things just as the women had told them. Later on that evening, a couple of the disciples and apostles were going to their vacation villa in Emmaus. You know, some of them were very wealthy. Don't think that all the apostles were like homeless people and rags. No. And so they went to their villa at Emmaus. And when they were walking, on this very day, our Lord appears to them. But they don't know that it is He. The resurrected body, like ours in the future, if we make it, if we don't make it and we are condemned to hell, we will become demons. And we'll be ugly and disgusting and stinky. But the resurrected body that is going to heaven can do anything that it wants, just like our Lord's. He went through walls and windows. He changed His appearance. Mary did not realize who it was until He says, "Maria." And she turns around and says, "Rabboni," Master, Teacher, Jesus Christ. She finally understood. Well, these two disciples, they did not understand until our Lord did the most remarkable thing which the church has always understood. At Emmaus, Jesus Christ celebrated the second sacrifice of the Mass. The first was before Calvary. This one was after Calvary, with the full effects of Calvary. And He broke the bread and gave it to them. And at that moment, as they recognized the Eucharist, He disappeared. Just like now. We don't see Him, we see the Eucharist. We have to have faith. The Eucharist, the Mass, is the center of our faith. And it comes from the power of the resurrection and of the crucifixion. And so we too must beseech God for faith. And so, as we do so, let us give thanks to God on this day, because He has done so, so much for us. Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, has risen from the dead. Let us rejoice and be glad. Alleluia, alleluia. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. We had a bunch of those noisemakers at the 7:30 Mass this morning, and I had to tell the parents, as I tell the parents now, if they're obstreperous, take them into the cry room. And if you need to give them a good whack in the behind, give them 10. Yes, yes, yes.